This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of demonstrators took to the streets in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, Sunday to protest corruption and demand that the president resign. Shots were fired into the crowd by unknown gunmen in the Bel Air neighborhood of the capital, causing protesters to run for cover. There are no details yet on casualties, but police at the scene took measures to control the crowd. VOA's Creole's reporter in the capital also reported seeing tires burning in some streets. Haiti's president is accused of fraudulently benefiting from funds generated by the oil alliance with Venezuela. The president has denied the allegations and said they were politically motivated. Protesters have vowed to continue marching nonstop until their demands are satisfied. U.S. Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin said Sunday that President Trump would be perfectly happy to tax more imports from China if he cannot reach a trade deal with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Both presidents are scheduled to meet later this month at the Group of 20 meeting in Japan. Mr. Trump has already imposed tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods, but now is thinking about taxing an additional $325 billion worth of Chinese products. That would include nearly everything China exports to the U.S. The world's two biggest economies have sparred for months over a trade deal, but have not been able to reach an agreement. Hundreds of thousands of Hong Kongers from all ages and walks of life marched Sunday against a legislative bill that would allow people to be extradited to mainland China to face charges in the largest demonstration the city has seen in years. Protesters carried banners condemning the proposed law, which would modify Hong Kong's Fugitive Offenders Ordinance. Others carried signs calling for the resignation of the chief executive, Carrie Lam, who has championed the bill despite the fact that it has been criticized by a wide range of groups. This is VOA News. Thousands of New Yorkers gathered on Fifth Avenue Sunday to take part in the city's annual National Puerto Rican Day Parade, where Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that he is appointing a commission to oversee the construction of a memorial to the victims of the 2017 hurricane that devastated the U.S. territory.
We're going to have a permanent memorial so people never forget what happened to Puerto Rico, and they never forget the disrespect that this nation showed the people of Puerto Rico. And that will never happen again.
The parade also memorialized the victims of the Hurricane Maria, which some floats and signs displaying the number 4,645. And that is the number that refers to a Harvard study that estimated the number of deaths that could be attributed to Hurricane Maria. The parade, a fixture in New York City for over six decades, draws politicians, celebrities, and organized labor, along with ordinary families and groups. Boris Johnson says that he threatened to withhold nearly $50 billion in outstanding liabilities owed by the United Kingdom to the European Union if he replaces Theresa May as the next British Prime Minister. We get more from Reuters' Francis McGuire.
Boris Johnson, the frontrunner to replace Theresa May as the next British Prime Minister, is threatening that if he gets into Downing Street, he'd consider freezing almost $50 billion owed to the European Union as leverage to renegotiate Brexit. The money represents outstanding commitments that the country has already made with the EU. As an EU member, Britain has a role in everything from infrastructure projects to scientific research in the bloc.
I've tried everything.
And Theresa May had kept that money in her original failed deal, the same deal that has forced her to resign.
Polls have closed in Kazakhstan, where police detained hundreds of protesters and several journalists as the country held a snap presidential election. The ex-president Nursultan Nazarbayev has had handpicked a successor who is expected to win easily. Bhutan has taken a step toward becoming the latest South Asian nation to decriminalize homosexuality. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett.
The tiny Himalayan kingdom's lower house of parliament voted overwhelmingly on Friday to repeal provisions that said what is referred to as unnatural sex is illegal. The bill still needs to be passed by the upper chamber. The New York-based Human Rights Watch says it welcomes Bhutan's action to end the criminalization of same-sex relationships. Bhutan's move follows similar action taken by nearby India last year, where the Supreme Court decriminalized homosexuality by declaring related British-era laws unconstitutional. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.